In our second reading today, St. Peter talks about how we're built into a spiritual house. We're incorporated into Christ, and it's through our baptism. You know, Christ is the foundation stone, and each one of us is a building block in that spiritual house. But when we're incorporated into Christ, we're also incorporated into all of his relationships. So the first person of the Trinity is the Father of Jesus Christ, and he becomes our Father when we're baptized and incorporated into Christ. Christ was the anointed one. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit. We're Messiah. That means the anointed one. When we become Christians, we're anointed with the Holy Spirit and become temples of the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ chose the Blessed Virgin Mary as his mother. And when we're incorporated into Christ, Mary becomes our mother. And so we can't have God as our father and Jesus Christ as our brother unless we have the Blessed Virgin Mary as our mother. So we celebrate Mother's Day this weekend, so I want to wish all of our mothers and grandmothers a happy Mother's Day. And thank you for being open to the gift of life and for your self-sacrifice for your children and for the example of faith that you set for them. I also want to talk a little bit about the Blessed Virgin Mary, our spiritual mother. And this is the 100th anniversary. Actually, yesterday was the 100th anniversary of the first apparition of Mary in Portugal to the three peasant children. And we celebrate the 100th anniversary of that event this year. Some people will criticize devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And one of the objections they bring is that it takes away from the honor that we give to Christ. So why not just focus on Christ alone? Why focus on his mother? I'll give a couple of reasons why that's wrong. First, Mary is the mother of Jesus Christ, and he chose her. From every woman, from Eve to through the entire human race, he chose her to be his mother. And because he has that special relationship with her, he loves her dearly, and he loves her with a perfect love. And so the more we love Mary, the more we become like Jesus Christ. He loves his mother dearly. The more we love Mary as our spiritual mother, the more we become like Christ. And that's the path of holiness. That's our goal, is to become like Christ, to follow his example. And so that's not something that takes away from our relationship with Christ. It's something that conforms us more closely to Christ when we have a deep devotion to the Blessed Mother. Second, Mary does not want any glory for herself. You know, when we honor Mary, she doesn't keep that for herself. She has a selfless love for her children. And she desires our salvation, and she wants nothing more than to bring us to Christ. And so when we offer prayers, you know, if we say a Hail Mary, that prayer doesn't end with Mary. We're asking Mary to pray to her son for us. So she takes those prayers, she perfects them, purifies them, and presents them to her son. So our prayers go to Christ through Mary. So when we say a Hail Mary, it's not like we're not praying to Jesus Christ. We're asking Mary to pray to Christ on our behalf. Just like I could ask you to pray for me if I needed help, we can ask the Blessed Mother to pray for us. And so when we pray a rosary, or when we pray the Hail Mary, or the Hail Holy Queen, you know, those prayers don't end at Mary. She takes those to her son. You know, she keeps no glory for herself, but just like any selfless mother, they're honored when their children are honored. They want their children to do great things and to succeed. Mary's the same way. She has a selfless love, and she wants all honor and glory to go to her son. And she wants nothing more than to bring us to her son. And if we think of the very last words that Mary said in Scripture, it was at the wedding feast of Cana. It was the last time we heard her speak. In her words, she said to the servants about Christ, "Do whatever he tells you." What greater advice could we have than to do whatever Jesus Christ tells us? And the third reason I'd give why devotion to Mary is appropriate and important and doesn't detract from Christ is because the fastest way to get to Jesus Christ is through Mary. Jesus Christ came to us. He entered the world through Mary. And so the way in which we get back to Christ is through Mary. St. Louis de Montfort was one of the great proponents of devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And his slogan was, "To Christ through Mary." You know, her intercession is so powerful and her example of holiness is so great that when we honor Mary and when we pray Hail Marys and when we pray the rosary, that is the faster path to holiness. You know, we'll make much greater gains in the spiritual life and we'll come to Christ much quicker than if we try and do it without Mary's help. You know, Christ gave us Mary as he was dying on the cross as a gift. And we should take advantage of the gift that our Lord gives us. So to Christ through Mary. And another thing that we can meditate upon today is we do celebrate the 100th anniversary of the first Fatima message. We had a beautiful procession last night. We processed from here to the Marian shrine. You know, there's something really beautiful and powerful about a procession where we, you know, are out publicly professing our faith. But 100 years ago, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared, an apparition from heaven. The Queen of Heaven appeared. And so, you know, that in and of itself is a sign that God places very high importance on the Blessed Virgin Mary and that she's playing an important role in God's plan of salvation. But she appeared in Portugal in a time where atheism was overrunning the country. People were turning away from God in great numbers, in part because of the influence of the communists. And she began the apparition, a series of 6 apparitions once a month. And she promised a great sign at the last apparition that would confirm her message. By the 6th apparition, you know, 70,000 people gathered at the site of the apparitions. And some of them were people of faith. Some of them really wanted to see this sign from the Blessed Virgin Mary. But a lot of the people who were there were non-believers. They were atheists. And they were there because they wanted to prove that there would be no sign. They wanted to be able to say that those children were liars and make a mockery of this event, the great triumph of atheism when the sign failed to play out. But people were out there, 70,000 of them. It was pouring down rain. Ground was drenched, people were soaked, they were waiting there and waiting, and nothing was happening. The crowd was getting restless, and then all of a sudden, the rain stopped, the clouds broke open, the ground instantly dried, everyone's clothes were instantly dry, and these colors started to appear in the sky, and people looked up and they saw the sun, and they could stare directly at the sun without it hurting their eyes. And the sun started swirling and moving in the sky. They called it the miracle of the sun. People said that the sun was dancing in the sky. And so all 70,000 of those people witnessed this incredible miracle. And even the atheistic newspapers were publishing about this event. But this was a confirmation that the message that the children were receiving was true. And one of the important things about that message was to pray the rosary. That the rosary actually has the power to change the course of human history. And why is that? Well, the reason is to change human history, we have to change the human heart. It's our selfishness, our greed, our envy. It's the vice within human beings that leads to so much suffering. And so the course to peace and to happiness and prosperity is through the conversion of our hearts. And that comes through prayer. Prayer is what, and especially prayer of the rosary, can bring peace to the world, and it can bring salvation and peace and harmony to our families. You know, the fate of the human family and the course of human history depends upon prayer. It's something so simple that so often people disregard it, and they don't take advantage of the powerful tool that the Lord gives us in the rosary. And so on this feast day of Our Lady of Fatima, the 100th anniversary, I encourage you to take heed of the message of our Blessed Mother. She appeared from heaven and worked this incredible sign in order to confirm for us, in part, the importance of praying the rosary and the power that prayer has. And so we honor our Blessed Mother. We should never worry that that detracts from Jesus Christ, but we should be confident that loving Mary and devotion to her makes us more like Christ. It's the fastest and quickest path to holiness, and that those prayers have incredible power to transform our families and to transform the world.